Séwer Mahasa, August were good, false as Jacuji, Rulabulla, Air Highland Radio, Lumps of Colin Ferreter and Chaguji, a hock the clug. Tamachik Jenniv Clare special to La High Flag, Kyol, Naherin, Akaluru, Anokt, Air and Joe Shaw. Tanil O'Kennedy, August Huey Boyle and Shaw's studio, August Neil, Champion Crave Olu, Erin Idjils and East Group of Kuig Jaguji, Hock Jig. August Huey and a champion Foster in champion Amaz Huey's Agus lads the father of Falter Rovers Jata into Josh of Echel Agus Gohari will Neil Stuce Stuart Neil Shishan and a champion there in a Jill Fidgler than Kate Skies to which con a couple of jigger glacon bombach to Dallin Agus Fia Davies and Shaw Foster August Tashids and the Genu Onadi Octa Holtus Letcher Kennan Agus Bishidson is G and Ye Lahanye Shart an air bio fastus the studio as Letcher Kennan and Shaw Highland Radio Nevni Hock to She Nevni Dog Huig Nevni and text of her at Ogany Maris Grag is Tamaja General Pod Krill Lakodja J Don Clare Shaw and Art Specia Foil Steve WWW Bunk Highland Radio Bunk Com Mahan Shaw Lakodja J. So, Shingle Yours Blather, the Mahudsha Glackbitch, the piece of gallant and Shingle and Clare, and Ravima Jenna Ray, le, Stephanie Makem, August Tiernan, O'Duncan, and a Chumlican, August and Krushkin, Linter doing the Krushkin, and Tiny Materikyunshin. Lads, Takul, the Jenna Vogunya, Timmy Jatoshit, Neil and Sean Neil, Jimmer the Tattoo.
Timmy Gomai,
Eat the Mike, it's two Jenna Ray, Lahai, and Jane Tanya was there. Shenanigans, he is in Mullingar, because she used to lay in a bit parches, the Comortus, Grave Nahir, and Irina Shark, and Yashaw.
Yeah.
Ain't a wife. So could you talk Ogunya to set really jigging at her?
Hashi much with a couple of jigging at old Tommy Peoples. Say Granny's jigging Kedkin, I say Jocelyn's jigging Darkin.
Ain't a wire fad, the Kojama hin. Éisteart Urla Siúreacht an Céad Scaithin sin le Níl Ó Chanéide agus Huey Boyle is Níl an champion Craobh Olú tá sé déanamh réile gáil síos agus anadíoachta a dhéanamh hías an Ballingard ag phlá ceol na hÉireann an teideal agus an honor atá tilte go maith aige sin beidh muid ar ais na tuilleadh ceol beo i an bómaide.
And my life's a devil.
Galleve and Shin August Kjol Galanta Sege Ihi Galanta Matters to Kjoltery Galanta Jennifer Kjol Galanta to Studio and Shot Linya and North Foster Neil O'Kennedy August Huey O'Boyle touched the shots touched the bio to Studio to Ahanan into Brodel as it he is Egmina Krasha as an actor to Bunchama August and Neil Kin Bunchur Togget Nate Kavins Kodulat Lashan Nigel.
Teresa Kavma, I'm a winter, because I'm willing to host the Teresa, Mark, could you the Misha,
Freezing the blade.
Yeah.
Eat them by, Polygaster. Okay, lads. Tá mé tí tá kid pí sellin is tá rila ha agan yebe.
Yeah, tá couple rila agan agus atá agan agus tá slow air agan faster duration.
Ethan White.
Is a black pass and kid reel le Tommy Peoples faster agus duration Laura's reel agus tá is. Say lonesome eyes and time turn slow air.
It's my the my took one the hanum the like a roller sock at it. A Jenny Jarma defa Neil Sagan for the that's you. So here we are at a Mayor Claire Foster, Sean Neil at a Nigel. Fad lads, tá mé taréis text a eilisteá ó ar garde hías an mí na croise cuairdeachas látsa níl as an écht mór buint craibh olú ar an nigel agus amhór artsa hías an mullin gar comaith agus sin ó de chud cairde ilig hías ag an cóltas mí na croise agus craidean go bhfuil seisin agus sin North Fosta hías an sin
seo North Fosta sa inid Clán Lia
ok fin sin ó na hant
art sin am gúil sé ar siúl but around then
anyway. Right and to my kinsey go to the league against there's this castle go well could be but this is the court tag so gonna ak been session of shin shin go han shakten and shin
han shakten yes and it's glohan there
late my shin read and shin so give ru been sessions fridge na session to for the fridge na tea yeah
to share shul fridge na sorry mainly so
yeah
neil lan session again so give ru august the mar
Be too clear to.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah. Well, okay, lads. Glacam to the piece, Ella. To Neil agus Huey sa studio. To Dallin agus Fia Davies is Jennifer Ray Lachard is Jeff Foss. To Dallin ata and a champion in Olu Foss to Igfla Olu Air and Peeb Ellen agus Bishishin agus Fia ata a champion Erin Edgel craved in an all Bishishin sa nostrisa studio and ye lahan ye a. Shacked, so lads, to much con kid kid canella talk of the fun wallet on the dirt to
August real again, Terry Shin Foster, Lord Gordon's real
Galanta or fad? Lads, Forfeit fad gan nota a bwylwm has ach fa liahur yn sio bywyr yn air ni roes y bygeisio le drwydus gan sy'n a harabi sy'n Neil O'Kinnig a champion Craif Olu a tydjilat a tylch go mai ega agos yna hyllnach yn hwy o bwyl sian cara dy chodja clar sio agos iad bios o studio ta dalen agos fia reil a chartis jahan gion bwymach lads mil a bwyhys o mychri as chartist ja agus agus na PC eliga a chas when shindri cracker doy ogunya a kor a rod eligle kele agus giam sa ahan ra arta a neil hias en mullingar agus ma wihis le gaf rodda gat anya fiona go harri ha ag mina crosha as an as a chang mula yanu agus a rod eliga agru fa ma honya sa tamis kwan glaco da pisa kiol ela ag bay an kiol bio arash sigion second le Dallin agus Fia sin Dallin Davies agus Fia Jennifer Sega agus Bishop and Shahi on second so tor a couple of second doing you a Castlemage piece of Kjol agus and sin Bemajarash this is Kjol Bio on second. Conscious Corpus Cree and Shin Shin O'Granya Halland has a gestured Le Colin Ferret and Shaw Rulia Bulia Highland Radio Taniela Gushui Tarish and Bohart Awulu and Shaw Tashidar of Alasako Rasht Gujian and Clahan Leah Lahai and Session Atar Ubert and Noct. Then you be a terrace for Clahan Leah and you to Farron of Falcharo of Willow was Jack on the Champel Croin, a baron the Preve Sraja, Lahai and Session, a tatter Ubert and Ishwi Laher. Tosher de Lahany, a hoctor che, well, hard for Arthur Clug, she don't go to the Tosher, Agus Mila Buihis as Nagasri as Chartis Jack, Agus Mila Buihis, Ladalan, Agus Fia. Davies as a cultist Letcher Cannon at Tas Studio Fosta Agus Jim Ratashev, which of Caracol Yorta? Ethan White. So, Tumbis Contossard Ladalan, Dalan at in a champion, a Crave Olu, Egan Fla, Comai, Erin Phoebe Ellen, Agus Tadul, Morgus Space Mor, Agums, the Phoebe Ellen, Tarunchard, Egg Soul, Fududa, Agus, Tadini occur some more since Phoebe Ellen, Tabi Paul McGillivray, Regis, G. Lum Fost, Agus Oort, Owen Oort, Agus Liam, Agus Eat, Eligus G. Fridge, Nibliante, Agus Eat the Bulu and Peeb. So Tagalanta, Goal, I Oor, Agus Kyoltor, Oor's studio, Agus Denya, Tako, Commissar Latin, Dallin. Tatossa Contosher, Ta Fun Wall, look at Aisling Gal, a bit.
Yeah, sure.
Agus Colonel Fraser Fost, shouldn't kid piece of Tommy's Conglacolish. And Shaw. Fuels the studio, okay, Dallin, at the Kojama Hin. Dreata and Shaw's studio, Bio Erin Feeb, Ellen Dallin Davies, Agus Tasky, a Kyotora, Bio Erin Erin Shaw, Rulia Buller, Highland Radio, Lumson North, would have Jennifer Sigafia, a Charton Yas Tashishin, and the champion Erin Edgel, a crave, a flag, a Hundagun and all come out, Tashishin, con towards if we bridge Ogni Walla, Igion second. Will to Kakulor and Shin the Fia, I guess. Agus Kenny Shossa, Kenny Shufia. Namely on the dish. That's a namely on the dish. Okay, for the Khojama hen and chin a hashki bag. For Hanya Fia Vosta Eta Wire Fad Shin Kion Gallant a Bridge Ogni Walla Ken Munchur Kiola Ta Ogut Sophia Ken Munchur Tugget
Una
Well Goromila Maigat Una and Weister Satogat August Tashigenu Sar Ober Ta of Dallin August Fia a Gen of Unna the Yokta Don Coltus Let You Ken a Coltus Achul and Let You Ken in the Chat August Ahananya Into Brodul as to Dallin Atta and the champion Ig Level Crave Olu August the Jenna Rail the Goshius Kuji Mullen Gars Frigid Sharton August Unna the Yarta John Yanu Don Conde August Don Quiga Comai August to Conan Bonan Bui and Isha a Castle Chitty Kid Pisa Ella Dallin August Cherish the Ladies. Okay. All right, lad. My who? Thank you. Ita White, Dallin Davies, Mullen, and Kjol, and Kjoltort, and Shots, Studio Bio, Ihi Kaden, yeah, Rulia Bullier, Highland Radio, Shin Dallin Davies, and Shin Agus Yafi, Sub, and Bunan Bui, Erdus, Agus and Shin Cherish the Ladies, Gujira, Eni Ye, Agus Idger Dallin, Agus Fia, Agus Neil, Agus Huey, Takhaj War, Tatohi, and Kjol Tradition, Tasakondis, and Sabalcha Gulior, Fuilahar. Sha piso on drudaska ur the hudge Martin McGinley. Martin avis the studio lum and shartan shoy heart. Full circle and tanyam ata air and drudaska ata eshiha egishin. Traditional fiddle music from Donegal, le Martin McGinley. And will then you be a generally smallish and cool tradition to a homage so Hyundai na Martin August Mila Buihis Latsa and Martin as Chartis Chan Chartin Shoy Hart August Giamsa Ahandra Arta Lishan Duludiska Ur. August Fidgler Ella Tess Studio and Artna Fia August Fia Davies Tashikon Creel of Turf Casu and Ishigun second doing it. Okay, Fia, there's a to rate. Lay the hull. Meet Ita Meyer Fad. Fia Ard Cajun Butcha Ma August Scholar Adalta the Hud Una Nivrain, the Kyol Nicola, Ta Inchishin, August Mullen and Kyol and Shin and Wunchur Foster, August Gurumila Maigat Fias Chartischa, August the Hud Talon, a runt, La Wunchur and Ear Hushkirt, Dun and all, August Conde Yarra, August Tiroin, Tat Ita Meyer Fad, August the McKinchy go back and be to reach to in Shasta Studio, Amman Charta Ella, August Dinya Ella, Tamage Conde Ekala Rista Gusgan, Ain Auris or B, Conny Gusulama, Fahanyan Tanyam, Dallin Davies and Peabody as Lachu Kennan and Shaw, a general under the Yachta Don Runanal, August the Olu, again, Crave, Nashington, the Cheerig Fla, Kjol Fiha Fias Ada, and Mullingar, August Games, Ahan Ra, or Dallin, August Erna Kjol to Rigolier, as Condi Dunanal to Shannon, he is Fwilahar, Cleana Nigalahers to Coach War Butcheriella, Agasser, Colgan, McColgan, as Anishoin, August Nakjol to Rigolier, at Hajenev Onna the Yachta, Don Condi, August Yoma, just Jasa Studio and Shaw, Fosta Gan in, Auris, Erbi, Ak Anort, Mila Buihis, Lanil, O'Kennedy, August Huey Boyle, of East Year and White, Nice Lohian, Chinigan Shackle Clug, August Dallin, August Fia Davies, Sletcher Kennan, August Mila Buihis, Lena Mwefre, August Natishmore, Ahananya V. Chomage, August Towards Taki, Artadon Clare, and you, Tamage Concrete Nusus, La Dallin, Arisht, August Gold Ring, Chinin, and Peace and Jarna, Shilam Gar, Hockrimage, Gorothu Kone Yenu, Vonny Kartugum, and Chinikan Jarna. Okay, so the Khojama Hin, Lida Hall Dallin. Callan Davies and Shin August scholar at the Hudge Paul Harrigan at on Fosta he is a Kjol Nicola August Kjold and Kid Sky Erin Drahur Ta McLaur Ray Lachard Conjeru Fahanya Sharton Ella Mila Buihis La Livsha as Octwer Glosa a Horcher Isukt Duinya on a Sharkaji a Hart La Hai Rulia Bulia August Mila Buihis La Neil Lagashui Dalan Agusfia the Tishmori Munchuri Gatan Yala Kodilum Oshin Kelly Foster Kodilum Lishan Pod Krelu August Ivan Lishna Kursi Technolia and Shaw Shaw Anuna August Buhul on Ernia by Misha Arash Reached and Sharton Shaw Hogging Lahaid Tell You Rule Your Bullia and Shaw Shart was a heart. Are you kidding you? Idri Yalin by to Abel to Easter Cheer La Pod Crelu the Hudge and Clare Pod Crelu Avisor File Air WWW Bunk Highland Radio Bunk Com Slan August Bannock
An quiche gan vod gam gron in brach der bilau Ac til ur na gref mare de la bos mcion Soro hiacht man am deg hus du
It's 8 o'clock. This is Ken Murray. Good evening. A Dublin prisoner may have been murdered over an unpaid drugs debt. Gardaí have launched a murder investigation in relation to the death of Robert O'Connor from Darndale. The 34-year-old was seriously assaulted in Mountjoy Prison on Friday by up to four inmates and died in hospital this morning. Stephen Breen, crime editor with the Irish Sun newspaper, says Gardaí believe it may be drugs related.
The Gardaí will look at the different theories. And one is that he may have been targeted over an unpaid drugs debt. And indeed, during his trial just last year in relation to the incident where he was caught with a firearm, it did come out in court that, you know, there was a drug debt there. And he wasn't seen as someone who was a major player on the gangland scene. He wasn't affiliated to any gang. And so the guards would look into his background and obviously his associates as well. But one theory is that it may have been a drug debt.
Exchequer returns show a €5 billion surplus in the nation's finances up to the end of July. This compares to a deficit of €5.7 billion recorded to the end of July 2021, an improvement of €10.7 billion. Business journalist Gavin McLaughlin says they are a strong set of figures.
We're taking in more tax and we're spending much less on COVID support. So that's it in a nutshell, really. That's why we're seeing this big swing. Tax revenue for the first 7 months of the year is 43.5 billion compared to 35.2 last year. So again, it really is a pretty astonishing increase.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the Department of Housing is confident on spending its budget by the end of the year. For the first half of 2022, it's underspent by €200 million despite the deepening housing crisis. It's believed some projects are being put off due to construction inflation and the rise in the cost of living. Speaking in Cork, Micheál Martin says it will be all spent.
First of all, it's a mid-year outcome, so to the end of the year, we want to obviously make sure we spend what we've allocated, although as you know, some can get can be moved into next year in terms of projects, but we're spending about €4 billion per annum now on housing. The Minister for Housing is confident he can catch up on that, and that money will get spent before the year's out.
Landlords are being reminded that they can receive a tax break of up to €14,000 if they rent out a spare room in their home to students. Trinity College sent an email to alumni highlighting the lack of available accommodation for incoming students and asked if Annie had a bed for the academic year. Labour Senator Annie Hoey says it's awful that the college has to go down this route. She believes the student accommodation crisis won't get any better anytime soon.
This is all part of the microcosm or the the economy of a housing crisis. And as I said, students are one part of it. But until the government gets to grips with the whole housing crisis, students will continue to suffer and have nowhere to live. And we'll be continuing to look for alumni to give rooms, and students in all sorts of situations where they're putting off going to college for another year because they just can't get anywhere to live. And I just think that's such a shame.
They are appealing to the public to be vigilant of fake €2 coins currently in circulation. The warning comes after almost €3,000 worth of counterfeit coins were discovered in Raheny, Dublin. Mairead Cleary reports.
Fake €2 coins with an apparent value of almost €3,000 were seized by Gardaí in Raheny last month. One person has been charged and assets worth over €70,000 have been frozen in bank accounts. Inspector Sean Early explains what to watch out for.
Poor image detail, different in the colour and in the core. The edging will be slightly different. There'll be incorrect spelling, incorrect fonting. The size of the coin will differ. There'll be different thickness in diameter and different in weight.
The difference is very slight, but Inspector Early says magnets can be used to determine a fake coin from the real thing.
Genuine €2 and €1 coins are slightly magnetic, so using a magnet you should be able to lift the coin, but it should fall off.
Anyone who has come into possession of these coins are obliged to contact their bank, the Central Bank or Gardaí.
And that's your news at 4 minutes past eight. On to sport next, and we start with soccer. Chelsea have won the race to sign Marc Cucurella. The London club will pay Brighton €63 million for the Spanish left-back. Manchester City had also shown interest in Cucurella this summer, but were unwilling to meet Brighton's valuation. Kasper Schmeichel has joined Nice from Leicester City. The Danish goalkeeper spent the last 11 seasons with the Foxes, winning a Premier League and FA Cup. Dundee United boss Jack Ross says he wants to help Jamie McGrath get back in the Republic of Ireland squad. The midfielder has joined the Scottish Premiership club on loan for the season from Wigan. McGrath managed just 70 minutes of League One football following his January move from St Mirren, which resulted in him being omitted from Stephen Kenny's Ireland squad. He's now looking forward to the prospect of European football.
Yeah, I just really can't wait to get going, and obviously there's a big European tie coming up, and hopefully feature or be involved in some capacity. So yeah, it's great feeling around the place, and you can see the trajectory the club's going in the last few years, and hopefully it can be a part of that going forward.
New signing Simon Power is a doubt for Shamrock Rovers' Europa League qualifier first leg with Scoopy. The midfielder picked up a knock in training this week. Jack Byrne is rated as only 50-50 for the game at Tallaght Stadium due to an ongoing hip flexor problem. Meanwhile, it finished Qarabag 1, Ferencváros 1 in their first leg of the first of the Champions League qualifier. The losers of that tie could play Rovers in the playoff in the Europa League. On to golf. 11 golfers playing in the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Series have filed an antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour, according to the Wall Street Journal. Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau are reportedly among those challenging their suspensions. And that's your sport at 6 minutes past eight.
This is Wild Lives, the series that explores the wild creatures and habitats of Donegal and meets the remarkable people who protect that wildlife. I'm Mary Brophy, and in today's episode, I'll be meeting Martin Maloney, a man with a lifelong passion for birds of prey, and we'll be camping out to see if we can catch a glimpse of one of our rarest raptors, the stunning hen harrier. But first, that's the sound of counting. Bird counting, to be precise. I'm standing on the shores of Loch Swilly with ecologist Rafe Shepherd and his friend Chris Ingram. Once a month, from September to March each winter, these devoted bird watchers come out in all weathers, and it's freezing today, to count wetland birds as part of IWEBS, the Irish Wetland Bird Survey.
It's organised by Birdwatch Ireland on contract from National Parks and Wildlife Service. So the data is, if you like, official, but it's run by Birdwatch, the voluntary organisation.
And how many people would normally be joining these counts on Saturdays?
On this count, we would normally have about a dozen people scattered around Loch Swilly at various locations. And this is happening around all the major estuaries and lakes in the country.
What are they flying across the lake there now?
Those are redshank. Redshank is one of the commonest of the wading birds that we have on Loch Swilly, somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 birds.
They look like a large swallow.
Well, they're like a large swallow in the sense that they have pointed wings and they've got that very agile flight that you can expect from a swallow.
And over to the far bank there, in between the redshanks, there seems to be a larger black and white bird. What are those guys now?
Oh, those are the oyster catchers. That's another of the very numerous birds that we have. We have usually well over 2,000 of those. They've got a big fat red bill, which they use for catching and disposing of mussels and similar shellfish.
And these are resident birds?
They are in Ireland all year round, but not necessarily these birds. Most of the birds that we're seeing will probably be immigrants coming here from Scandinavia.
So what kind of numbers are we talking about on Loch Swilly in general in terms of the different populations of birds?
Well, the total number of birds in Loch Swilly is usually in excess of 20,000. But there would be a lot more than that would actually utilise the estuary in the course of the winter. And if you add the peak numbers of each of those species together, you get a figure over 30,000.
Chris, is there anything I can usefully count in a minute or two?
You can count the ducks if you like.
Okay,
right?
I'll do that.
Chris, you've been here a little bit earlier than us this morning and you've already been doing some of the counting. What kind of numbers have we got here at the site today?
I counted 226 oyster catchers, 11 curlews, 98 redshanks, one knot, which is another wading bird, two black-headed gulls, the two buzzards that we saw over the woods there, and three mallard.
We move further up the shoreline, chasing the tide to another count point. And what is the value in all this counting, Rafe?
Well, the value is that if you are going to understand what role birds play in the environment, you've got to monitor their numbers and note changes that take place and work out why they're taking place. If you're going to conserve them, you need to know, again, you need to know the numbers so that you can detect if the numbers are low and you can detect if your conservation measures are allowing them to increase. We've been doing this survey now for 30 years, and as we arrive at the shore now, first thing we see is some widgeon in the water, but the numbers here are relatively small at the moment. There's not enough mud left for them. There are a few widgeon down there, just sort of sailing along the shore. They feed in shallow water.
What are the numbers showing you? What are things that are you seeing that maybe surprise you? Or
birds are changing all the time under different influences. We've had at the start of our surveys, the Buick swan was here regularly every winter, several hundred of them. It's now completely extinct in Donegal. And we haven't had a single Buick swan for at least 10 years.
And would that have been a visitor or a resident?
That was a winter visitor.
Okay.
It now stops in eastern England and on the continent and the Netherlands and places like that, and doesn't bother coming as far as Ireland.
And do we know why?
Part of the reason is that many of the birds are being artificially fed by the Wildfowl Trust in England.
Okay.
So why come to Ireland if you're going to get food shoveled at you by the Wildfowl Trust?
Okay.
That's part of the reason, but there are other more subtle reasons about what's going on the continent and agriculture. So we've lost the Buick Swan, that's one. The Greenland white-fronted goose, which is the most important of our waterfowl species, for the simple reason that the entire world population winters in Ireland and Western Scotland. Its numbers, first of all, built up when the regular hunting of birds in Iceland on migration stopped.
Mm.
So the numbers built up, and now they're dropping again, and they're dropping because in Greenland, where they nest, their breeding grounds are being invaded by expanding population of Canada geese, which are bigger and more aggressive.
Okay.
And they're pushing them off their favourite sites, and so their breeding success is poor. So white-fronted numbers are dropping as a result of that. And we can see these changes taking place here, particularly in Lough Swilly, which is the second most important site in the country for them.
What sort of numbers did you get?
We've got 24 widgeon, which are a wintering duck, 6 tail, which are another wintering duck, 2 cormorants, 7 brent geese, a herring gull, a heron, and 2 great black-backed gulls.
You saw a heron as well?
Not a great total for this location, but as I say, they've already
moving.
Moved on.
Okay.
We'll get them.
Can we get ahead of them?
Well, we'll try.
Okay.
Now, this is a location that's not for the faint-hearted. This is extreme birding, where we have to count the birds at very long range.
So I can see the oyster catchers down there again, am I correct?
Yes.
In the foreground.
And there you can see a flock of golden plover on the shore of the opposite.